This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And Rob Riddle-Tiger joins us again to have a chat about all things Dunedin Community House. Kia ora, nice to have you with us, Rob. Thanks for coming in.
Morena.
Now, of course, so we are fast heading towards the end of 2025. It won't have escaped your attention. You're heavily involved, of course, in Dunedin Community Christmas Dinner organisations and things like that.
Yes.
But, of course, with your hat on around Dunedin Community House, it is time to start turning our attention to the break and what comes after, which, of course, is another working year.
Yes.
A few changes at Dunedin Community House, including the option for a new meeting space. So let's talk about that. What's your advice to anyone who's looking for somewhere to hold a meeting at the moment?
Well, if you've checked out Dunedin Community House before but found you were too busy to fit in around your schedule, check again, because with this new meeting space, it opens up lots of opportunities. Look ahead at the next year when you want to have your meetings. Get in early, and you might that also improves things. But with that extra meeting room, there's likely to be a lot more flexibility over the year as well. So keep checking if you need a room. And the new room is a good size. It's the same size as the Totara room. It's got more of a board meeting feeling. It's got sort of U-shaped table set up in there, but plenty of space, usual facilities, high-res screen, and everything else available in the room.
Now, of course, you make these available at very competitive rates for not-for-profit groups.
Yes, indeed. Around half the commercial rate, and our commercial rate is one of the best in the city, as far as I can tell. So it is extremely good value. And of course, it's not just cheaper. You're helping keep it cheap by joining us. The more bookings that we get, the lower prices can be for everybody.
Remind us where we're located.
So we're at 43 Princey Street. So that's the first block down Princey Street from the Octagon. So very, very central, within that Morey Place circle. No trouble finding us.
What is the process for booking a room, Rob?
So if you visit dch.org.nz and click book a room, it'll take you through to our booking calendar. And on the booking calendar, there's a colour-coded calendar, which shows you the different rooms. So you can either have a look at them all or pick the room size that you want. It'll show you when it's booked. And if you'd like to book in one of the empty spaces, you simply click on it, it'll pop up, ask you for your details. You need an account, but you can set that up instantly. As you do, you just need your email address and to add a password. And that's it booked. We invoice in arrears, so at the end of the month you'll get the invoice. There's no payment necessary when you go into book. And if there's any trouble, you can give us a call on 03471 6150. We can get you set up, show you how to use the bookings, and make it easy for you.
Now, most people, when they're booking a room, the key consideration is, have I got what I need to hold the meeting that I'm going to have? And so these days, increasingly, technology is involved in that. What can you say about that?
Yeah, so each room has a screen that's large enough for that space. So the bigger the room, the bigger the screen. It has HDMI cables there. You can also cast through using Chromecast to that screen. And they've all got audio as well. So, you can show videos and things like that. Every room has a whiteboard with whiteboard pens, chairs, and tables. And in all of the larger meeting rooms, it's completely flip tables, and therefore you can move them around, stack them, use them if you need them, get rid of them if you don't. We've also got VC equipment. You just add that on when you're booking, and we will make sure that there is very good quality VC equipment in the room for you. There's really fast Wi-Fi. You've got a 2 gig connection here. Tea and coffee is included in all those bookings as well. And so there's a kitchenette on every floor. And in the Rimu room, the big room upstairs, which has VC built in, huge screen, and everything else, it actually has hot water there too.
All right. So the key message right now is, yes, we are heading towards the end of the year, but you might also want to be thinking about early in the new year when you first get together with your community-based organisation or whatever else you might be having and you need a space. If you can set your mind at rest now by making an early booking, you've got it all sorted. You can relax over the summer and look forward to having that all organised for you. And that and much more you'll find from Dunedin Community House. Just check out the website, won't you? And that is the place to start. Otherwise, you can give them a call. Mm. Now, Dunedin Community House, we've talked about this many times, Rob, but it is here for the community, and that is only with the support of the community. So if you need spaces, this is a great place to book. If you need a hot desk, this is a great place to come and do that, and more. But from time to time, it's a good idea to do a bit of a fundraiser. That's very familiar to those of you who are working in the social services, not-for-profit arenas. And, of course, we've got this golf tournament coming up. We had a chat on Friday's show with Grant Campbell from Rico, mm-hmm. who are very kindly getting in behind and supporting this. Rob, and I know if you're readers of The Star, you'll see images of Rob attempting to perfect his swing. I'm not quite sure, Rob, whether golf is your game or not.
No. It wasn't. I was rather pleased with my shot, though. Straight. I mean, it was beautifully straight. Not far, but very straight.
Nice.
Yeah. So this tournament is on the 28th. So a week this coming Friday. There's still time to sign up your team. We've got lots of great prizes now. Getting the sausage sizzle organised. There'll be a raffle and an auction on the day. It's looking to be a very fun event up at St Clair Golf Course. Of course, as we're getting into spring, weather improving, and so it should be a great day. So if you're interested in signing up, if you visit dch.org.nz/golf, there's an easy sign-up form there. You have to think about your team name, though. And once you're signed up, you can turn up on the day and just have a great round of golf.
$300 for a team of four or $75 for an individual player. If you're just signing up on your own, I'm sure they'll find a place for you among a team. Mm-hmm. It's an Ambrose event, and there'll be shotgun starts from 11:30 around the course. Registration from around 10:30, just to make sure you've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, and you can just get on and have a fabulous day. As Rob has said, there'll be prizes of various sorts of raffles, so bring some extra cash for all of that stuff as well. Could get some great prizes, and there'll be a closest to the pin competition and more. Very lucky here in Aotearoa Dunedin to have some fabulous golf courses, and everyone raves about the St Clair Golf Club course. Absolutely beautiful. What a great way to spend a day supporting Dunedin Community House and having, we'll say it's good for your health as well, although I guess that depends on how many sausages you get from the sausage sizzle, Rob.
Yes. So it's about the balance on the day, I think.
Yeah. All right, so that website again to sign up is dch.org.nz. Just follow the links there and get into it and enjoy it. Rob, are you going to be playing around?
I think I'm going to be too busy to play around, but if I can organise it, then I think I shall give it a go, because it was fun actually hitting that ball. I kind of got it. I hadn't given golf a go since I was a teenager, but I realised, it's very satisfying to hit that ball and see it flying towards the hole.
I can't say I've ever struck a golf ball in anger, so there you go. There's always a first. And just on that point, you don't need to be a highly experienced golfer to be part of this. That's the nature of these Ambrose events, is that they mix you up with experienced golfers, and the best shot advances or something like that.
That's basically it.
Right. Thanks for joining us, Rob. All the best with that fundraiser too, and thanks for bringing us up to date on the resources that are available here at Dunedin Community House.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.